Man, why are we giving them more money when it's obviously they've got a they are addicted to the green crack that we keep handing them? And instead of just giving them more money, maybe we should have them balance a budget or cut spending. Wouldn't that be interesting if the people in California actually thought that instead of just giving them more money to spend and waste in Sacramento, we actually said, no, we don't want you to do that. We want you to cut these programs. We want you to balance the budget. We want you to make priorities in our state. The second good news, well, it's kind of good bad news, is they passed legislation to help veterans. Part of this was Senator Nielsen's bill that he put in there, but Governor Brown just signed legislation to help veterans in school tuition. Treatment for veterans with mental illnesses acquired during duty and if they are criminal defendants. Now, I don't know why we're paying for that since the feds will already pay for that. For any type of mental, you know, if a veteran's got mental illness problems, the feds pay for that. So I'm not sure about why this bill is. Let me see what else. Oh, those vets come back disabled get discounted fishing licenses. How about this one thing? I didn't see one thing in there about opening up the veterans home. I didn't see one thing in there about opening the veterans home that's already been built. I see them saying, hey, let's get a license plate. And that we'll use the funds from that license plate to help fund veterans programs. Well, if that's the case, how come they keep cutting the money out of the county veteran service officers, the veterans home, and these others? You know, that's nice. Okay, that's nice that you're giving a disabled veterans a reduced cost fishing license. I think we already did that, and that you're doing something for the school tuitions. Okay, that's good. I like that. Veterans Home? Oh, nobody mentioned it? Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Chris Street is our guest, and he's going to be talking about why he thinks the economy in California is going to pick up. And wait till you hear his explanation. It's kind of a good explanation, but it's kind of a scary explanation. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, miss a day, miss a lot.
Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient.
MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Upgrade from cable and get the best offer ever from DirecTV and Woodville Enterprises for just $34.99 a month after rebate. Ask how to get NFL Sunday ticket included at no extra charge. Call your preferred DirecTV dealer, Woodville Enterprises, 232-0843, or stop by 2158 Hilltop Drive. 24-month agreement and choice package required. 2012 NFL Sunday ticket included. 2013 NFL Sunday ticket renews at full price. Offer ends 10-3-2012. New approved customers only. Lease required. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
A button got stuck.
No. It was what it is. I tell Bob, I said, Bob, because Bob wants to make sure that all these buttons are turned off so you can never hear what we're saying during a break. Because at times people could hear some things early on in our career. And we had to apologize.
We were just talking about computers and how.
But the thing is that when you come back in, you've got like five buttons that have to be pushed and moved and all at the same time. So if you're just like a fraction off. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by?
By Crackmaster. From small chips up to 24 inches. Now, you need to take your truck in, and you have taken your truck in the past.
Yep.
And that particular crack that Jeff from Crackmaster fixed has never re-cracked. So it's wonderful. And it's a place that we trust. We recommend if you've got a chip or a crack, take it into Jeff. Let him tell you, give you his very, very sound advice, and tell them that we sent you from Free Fire Radio, located 3280 Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster.
I was just talking out loud. Rennie Crackmaster, windshield repair. Hey, let's go to our guest, Chris Street. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing, Carl?
Good morning, Chris. Hello. I don't know where you went. Okay, Chris, we just lost you. We just had a static.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah, okay, you're back now. Okay. We just had a big static
burst.
Sorry
about that.
No, that's okay. We thought it was electromagnetic pulse from a
nuclear weapon. One of those buttons, I'm sure.
Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into this.
Well, my background is I was one of the largest bond brokers in the western United States, and through that process, I got involved in corporate reorganizations in the 1980s, and I'm the fellow who did most of the reorganizations of what's called the Rust Belt companies in the Midwest when America's manufacturing started to move overseas. So I restructured these companies and was involved in that process. And along the way, in 1993, my daughter had gone to private school for till the eighth grade, and she went to a public school here in Newport Beach, California. And all of a sudden, there was an embezzlement by the treasurer of the school board of the school, and he embezzled $7 million by wiring money from the school's health insurance account into his shoe repair business. And
oh my
so
gosh.
These families got me involved to take a look at this because it sounded kind of bizarre that you could wire money from a health account to a shoe repair.
Sounds bizarre
and
to me.
Led to,
something was afoot, yes.
That's a lot of souls.
That's a lot of souls. Yeah, they had a lot of souls. And I knew banking regulations, and, you know, that's a health care accounts are trust accounts, and so they need multiple signatures. So there had to be some funny business, so I started researching it, and what I found out is that Newport Mesa School District, the richest school district in the state, was on the verge of being taken over by the state controller's office, and in the history of California, there had only been two school districts taken over, and that was Richmond and Compton, both black districts. So wouldn't it be a hoot if the richest district in the state actually got taken over?
Wow.
Well, the short of it is, to cover this what was clearly an embezzlement, the school district went to their local county treasurer, Bob Citron, and borrowed $50 million for 1 year, and then took that $50 million and had Bob Citron buy five-year U.S. government agency issues, go on margin, buy another $50 million of five-year U.S. agency obligations. So they were doing what's called a very risky thing, which is called arbitrage, borrowing short in lending long. And the short of it was, I investigated this. I tried to get, once I found out what the county was doing and what the school district was doing, I tried to get them to stop this craziness. They wouldn't. So I went to the FBI, the controller of the currency, the state controller, all these regulatory agencies. And one day, I'd given about 24 inches of documents to the FBI.
Hey, Chris, just for a second, just to let you know, about 30 seconds, we're going to have to take a break again.
So the FBI comes back and gives me the documents back and said, we have no jurisdiction. And they told me that government regulates people. People don't regulate government. Well, shortly thereafter, Orange County filed bankruptcy, the largest bankruptcy in the history, municipal bankruptcy in the history of the United States. So that's how I got involved in government and these issues.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a break. Now, Chris, when we come back, you've already written some things that have to do with politics up here and stuff, and then also your views on how come businesses might get a better shot in California in the upcoming time. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, our guest is Chris Street.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is getting an early boost on optimism that Spain and the European Union are making headway on plans to help the country cut its borrowing costs. The much-anticipated worldwide launch of Apple's iPhone 5 is also lifting stocks. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up about 40 points. Veeva's shares are under pressure on word its obesity drug may not get approval in Europe. The pharmaceutical company says a European Medicines Agency committee signaled it wouldn't clear the weight loss drug. Back in July, Veeva's won approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, making it the second FDA clearance for a new weight loss drug in less than a month. And Tesla Motors is revving up its efforts in North America. The electric car company is planning to open 10 new locations across North America over the next few months, with the first store opening today at the Roosevelt Field Mall in Garden City, New York. Tesla's first Canadian store is expected to open in November in Toronto. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Pulse Urgent Care reminds you, as you're enjoying the outdoors here in the North State, to please stay cool and hydrated. Watch for signs of heat-related illness, including fatigue, nausea, excessive thirst, or dizziness. If you develop these or other symptoms, get immediate treatment. Pulse Urgent Care is there 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in their newly expanded facility. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Well, freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers.
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Leaf Nursery. Fall is the best time of year to plant shrubs and trees. The nights are cooler, the ground is still warm. This allows the roots to take off and get a good hold, and the plants had a good start. And starting Friday, September 14th, our big fall sale begins. Take advantage of fall prices. And what a sale is going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon size shrubs and vines and ground covers. Also, all concrete statuary and fountains are also 40% off. The nursery is just loaded with plants and shrubs and trees, perennials and ground covers still in bloom. We have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus, over 1,000 trees in stock. On sale, come on in. Take advantage of our big fall sale, 40% off shrubs, trees, and ground covers. Now in stock, too, all of our fall vegetables and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, just a quarter mile from Airport Road.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in loft heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, September the 21st. It is 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great service, discounts for veterans. Walk on over to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. Tobacco and Brew do a lot for our community. Been there for 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Chris Street. And, Chris, I've had an opportunity to talk to Chris a couple of times. And then he's been on the Shasta Startup. But one of the things that you had sent me was some your observations after listening to what you just said about what was going on down in the south of California. You also have had some observations about what some of the things that have been happening up here in Shasta County.
Well, that's exactly right, Carl. I get involved in these issues because I have a background. After I was unable to stop Orange County from going into bankruptcy, I was involved in the restructure of it, went off to run a couple of New York Stock Exchange companies, and then was treasurer of the county for 4 years, finishing the reorganization. But I came up to a just absolute gorgeous place called Anselmo Vineyards, and had a fabulous lunch and met the owner there, Reverge Anselmo, and heard the most horrific story about a community trying to fight the growth of business and what obviously would be great for Redding and Shasta County. And that got me into, you know, using my skills to analyze the situation. What I discovered is that there is a regulatory nightmare in Shasta County that's beyond anything I've ever seen.
In what way do you mean?
Well, Reverge is on agricultural land, and I happen to know a lot about agricultural land because I was a county treasurer. And agricultural land has a lot of incentives to try to get people to, you know, combine agriculture with a little bit of business, because it's very hard to be a farmer these days and make it 12 months of the year, so you need some kind of business on the side or something like that. So, you know, this was the perfect idea, and California had worked hard to have mixed use, or what's called agritainment. And Anselmo built a vineyard on top of a cattle operation and a winery, and it just looked like a super success. And then along came the California Water Quality Control Board of Shasta County and started hitting them with massive amounts of fines. And when I looked at those fines in the structure, clearly, this was so far reaching beyond what the law allows that it was almost as if they saw one rich guy and they thought they'd better get a piece of it. And so as I continued to investigate the situation, it was very, very clear that in Shasta County, if you want to do something, you better be buying environmental credits. Now, I've got a real opinion about the environmental movement. I think a big part of it is nothing more than crony capitalism. It's a bunch of people on the inside shaking down fines and structures and consulting agreements on business. And it's one of the reasons that California, 4 million, you know, middle-class Californians have left. And when you look at the kind of fines that Shasta had, they were beyond anything I'd ever seen. This vineyard where a guy probably put $20 million into the county, into Redding, California, all of a sudden had an $18.8 million of regulatory fines, just completely, you know, over the top.
Well, the you know, the county is saying is that Anselmo did not take out proper permits. He had something to do with the Williamson Act. I think what else was it? The restaurant's too big.
That, well, what's going to happen?
They just have, you know, frankly, Chris, what's happened is, I don't know, and I just talked to the editor of the paper yesterday. I said, has anybody ever seen who's suing who for exactly what? And what I also think is that I don't think anybody truly understands, I shouldn't say anyone, all of us out here, they're just watching what's going on. I don't think anybody pretty much understands because we don't have the background to dig into it, which sounds like what you're doing.
Well, I've got the background, and I dug into it, and I've seen the documents. First of all, it's Anselmo now suing the county. And it's Anselmo who's won, I think he's won 11. He's got a 11 motions.
Yeah, 10 of 11.
Yeah, and you know, this is for big money. And here's just a really great guy. He's a kind of a very humble fella. He's a former Marine. He was one of the guys that was bombed in Lebanon, in Beirut, when the first terrorist attack of driving a loaded truck into the barracks and killed, you know, hundreds of U.S. Marines.
241.
Here's a guy who really came to Redding, California, to retire, thought he'd do something beautiful in the community, and really did do something beautiful. There's no doubt in anybody's mind that that's an anchor product to bring tourists and to bring people to Redding, California. And Shasta County's just beaten the hell out of them. Now, I've looked at, you know, there seems to be two sets of rules in Shasta County.
Okay, wait, hold that.
Rules for the business. And there's the rules for the insiders.
Okay, hold that thought, because we've got to take another break here. So there's rules for the insiders and rules for everybody else. So we're going to come back and have Chris address that. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
You'll say we got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the
You're
bold
listening
truth.
To Fox
Please
News
join
Radio.
Us on our quest
this
for the truth.
The
it will change the way you
channel.
Think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop Chainsaw.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460 com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, our guest is Chris Street, and Chris was a former treasurer down in Orange County. Got into economics and politics back when Orange County had the largest, I believe he said, the largest bankruptcy ever. And now he's commenting on what's going on with Shasta County. In the sense that he's in his investigations, and by the way, Chris has been on, you know, the major networks, has got all types of publications out there, and he has said that there's two sets of rules, Chris.
That's exactly right. If you take a look at Redding, California, you've got this situation where you've got Anselmo's Vineyard here in Shasta County putting $20 million in the community, you know, buying things, building things, making it right, and the county's just beating the hell out of them for regulatory. And when you look at it, what it seems to me that really this thing is about is that Anselmo Vineyards wouldn't buy environmental credits from the local mitigation bank, is what they call this, Stillwater Plains Mitigation Bank, which amazingly is owned by a county supervisor, Glenn Haas. Now, a mitigation bank is supposed to be set-aside property and that you can basically buy credits, give money to somebody to buy credits so you can do your development. I mean, this is classic cap-and-trade shakedown money. If you buy credits, you can pollute and develop. If you don't buy credits, you can get regulatory fines and get hassled. And that's really what I see, because not only has Haas got his mitigation bank, which on, I believe, 1,100 acres, he's got $3 million of revenue, and there's no real change in the place. He still runs his cattle. And these mitigation banks are monopolies. You can't build one within 40 miles.
I'm sorry. Did you say $3 million worth of...
Oh, yeah.
That 1,100 acres turns over $3 million?
I mean, listen, people. This is unbelievable. It's 1,100 acres of grassland and dirt with some vernal pools on it that used to be there. And those 1,100 acres, he's already sold $3 million of environmental credits, and he looks like he's only used 15% of the land. So do your arithmetic. He can make $18 million selling credits, including $1 million of these credits which have been sold to government. So not only is he a supervisor, he sells environmental credits to government. What a circle of love. Can you believe that one? And if you're the public and you want to do something, build something, make something happen, bring jobs to Redding, you got to kick some money over there and buy some environmental credits, because maybe you'll upset, you know, some kind of flea or some kind of beetle.
Well, so, I understand about environmental credits, and I understand about, you know, the mitigation things. I didn't realize all this was going on specifically. I mean, I've heard about the mitigation credits, et cetera. But the fact that nobody is forced to buy credits from one bank, though, are they? I mean, can you buy them anywhere in California?
Well, that's absolutely true. You're not forced to buy from one bank, but you only got one bank because, by law, it's a monopoly. 40 miles in every direction, it's a monopoly.
So if
now, you're not forced to be in business either, right?
Right. So what you're saying is if you're going to come in and they say you need mitigation credits, then you've got to buy from that one and not
you
from one 40 miles away?
From that one.
Oh.
In nine counties, it even gets better. In the nine northern counties, he's got the only mitigation bank. Hoorah, right?
Okay.
I mean, talk about the circle. I call it the circle of love. Come on in here to Shasta County, and we'll show you the love if you got $1 million.
We've got somebody calling us. Somebody's got a question here for you.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Hey, Gary, you've got a question for... Gary, you got a question for Chris Street.
Yeah, so it concerns climate action plan that just fits right into what he's talking about.
Well, as long as... Ask the question.
So I'm on the line here. Go ahead.
Okay. Chris, real quick... the climate, the county that we're talking about up here, Shasta County, is in the process next Tuesday of starting to implement a climate action plan, which is going to greatly restrict some areas of our lives in Shasta County. And I just wonder if you comment, you know, you comment on cap and trade and what's going on with Mr. Anselmo. It's just another overstep of the county. Thanks, and I'll listen to the comments offline.
Right. Now, cap and trade has already made a lot of money for Mr. Al Gore. Al Gore is a partner in a venture capital firm called Kleiner Perkins, and essentially what cap and trade means is you should take all your factories currently operating, shut them down, sell it to a foreign country, and then use the reduction in pollution you can sell back to somebody else who wants to do some other kind of business. It's going to liquidate a lot of jobs here in America and make huge amounts of money for big companies as they exit. Now, new companies and utilities that come in, for example, utilities pass their costs through, it'll be the same thing as kind of Stillwater Plains. Stillwater Plains gets money from utilities every time they want to expand, but the utility doesn't care because he just passes it on to the ratepayer. So these new environmental structures always have a crony capital element to it, and that's the problem, is the insiders are getting rich, and they're going to turn Reading into the next Hooverville.
Okay.
Is that tough enough for you?
Well, one of the questions was how do you set up a mitigation bank? I mean, can you tell us like in 2 minutes?
Mitigation bank. You go to Sacramento. You get a consultant. You get friends in the legislature. You know how to do it because you're an insider, and you file a few documents. You pay some fees. You make some contributions, and voila, you have a mitigation bank. Now that mitigation bank is nothing different today than it was before it was a mitigation bank. The only difference is that you can get millions and millions of dollars because you're the ultimate insider. You knew about it when nobody else knew about it, and you make the money. The problem with America today is we pursued strategies that are crony capital driven. America has a high cost of doing business, and through the recession, depression, whatever you want to call it, those wage costs have been knocked down. When you look at America, our manufacturing should come back, and these jobs should come back. What's the problem in America, and the problem in California, is that labor is only 8.5% of production cost, but energy is 13.5%. If you come in for these, you know, things that drive up energy costs and other costs, you will make it impossible for manufacturers to locate and give those kind of jobs here in America. It's a shakedown game for somebody to benefit and all of us to lose.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you had really an interesting concept about business in California in the next couple of years here. So when we come back in our last segment, I'd like you to address that. Chris Street is our guest, and we're talking, the power or the economics of power here. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen, because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Hey, we at KCNR here in the morning show want to do a shout-out to Rachel Frost Lane. Her birthday was yesterday. And, of course, she's got a show here on Sundays, The Kitchen Sink. She's also acting in Pages, the show that's across the street right now.
At the old City Hall.
So shout out to Rachel. Yeah. Happy belated birthday. It was actually yesterday, so just wanted to say happy birthday to you. Currently 59 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It is going to be sunny today with temperatures around 91. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Music on the weekends, Thursday night pizza, and, you know, check out EnsalmoVineyards.com for upcoming events.
Okay. Our guest is Chris Street, and he's just hammered everything around here. We've got Mark Kinn on the line, who also hammers things around here. Mark, do you have a question for Chris Street?
Yes, I do. Good morning, guys. The reason I'm calling is I wanted to ask him, you know, this cap and trade stuff, you know, when you start connecting the dots, doesn't this follow the exact same Agenda 21 schematic that, you know, we're all afraid to talk about because they're branded some kind of conspiratorial nutcase? It seems to me, whether we're overtly or covertly following the same plan, that, you know, it's basically a UN implemented thing, and most people, if we start talking about that, you know, they just shut down. But isn't that the leftist agenda when you connect the dots?
Well, absolutely. Agenda 21 actually was formed in 1992 by all those failed in Rio de Janeiro, by all those failed Latin American elitists who blew up Latin America in the 70s and 80s by moving the countries into socialist/communist. Some people call Agenda 21 like a watermelon, green on the outside and pink on the inside. This is definitely.
I don't think anybody would buy into it if they were told that, gee, we're going to start following a world governing body agency to implement and override our sovereignty, and we won't, you know, we just don't want to talk about that, but we'll implement it covertly. That's what's going on.
Exactly. And let me just I was going to talk to Carl and Linda about the issue of where America's going. America is
All right,
thanks. I'll talk to you guys later. I'll take the rest of it on the air.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah, America is just damn broke. And California is so broke as a joke. And all of this money borrowing and such like that is to try to hide the fact that these constrictive attitudes for environmental controls and other kind of regulatory authorities have drastically shut down the growth of our nation. And so what should have been an $18 trillion economy is now a $15 trillion economy after the implementation of these issues. And all of a sudden you have a massive debt that you can't pay. The good news is that's the good news, because government will never change until it loses its access to borrowing. That's happening in Europe. It'll soon happen in the U.S. Without any help in government, America has gone through a massive revolution in development of energy resources. In the United States, my estimate was the United States would be energy independent within 7 years because our use of foreign oil has gone from 1980 from about 63% of our supply down to under 30%. If you take a look at North America, it's we're 90% energy independent, and we only get 10% of our oil from the Middle East. So my belief was that America would have been ratcheting down their presence in the Middle East. Now that the Middle East has had what I call a Tet Offensive in 68 moment, where all of a sudden people see on TVs this is dangerous and they hate us, that we'll be rapidly drawing down from the Middle East, and you're going to get a consensus of Americans to dramatically increase our energy resources here at home. This means powerful issues
for American employment, powerful issues for American manufacturing, because labor is only 8.5% of production and energy is 13.5%. If we have a 30% discount in energy costs here in the U.S. because of domestic supply, that will drive a ton of the manufacturing back from China and also Vietnam and places like that back to the United States. So I'm looking for, I'm the only person I know that's looking for this, I'm looking for a tremendous boom in America. I believe it'll be America's century.
Okay. You know what, Chris, we've run out of time here. And you come back into town occasionally, right?
All the time.
All right. Well, give us a call next time you're coming back in, and we'll slide you into the studio and our scheduling here so we can talk a little bit more about this. A lot of information coming out today, and we appreciate your phone call.
Great. Nice to be with you.
You bet, Chris. Okay, when we come back after our break, we've got Assemblyman Dan Logue on the phone, and we're going to be talking to him about his campaign for Senate. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More American hatred and flag burning. That's in India, but it got even uglier in Pakistan. The protests got violent. 15 people have been killed.
The Pakistani government declared today Love for the Prophet Day and called for peaceful protests, but demonstrators turned violent anyway. In Islamabad, Karachi, and Peshawar, where an angry mob ransacked and torched two movie theaters.
That's Fox's Rick Leventhal. Unemployment may have dropped nationally last month, 8.1%, but the rate went up in 26 states, seven of them seen as key to the presidential election. Now, Republican Mitt Romney will rally in Nevada today, trying to make hay of what President Obama said about Washington.
He says he can't change it from the inside. Well, I will. I'll get the job done.
The president told Univision change has to come from the outside, like on health care.
We mobilized the American people to speak out.
The president campaigns today in Virginia. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is off the hook. The House Ethics Committee will not charge the California Democrat with ethics violations. She had denied allegations that she'd steered bailout money to a bank Waters' husband has stock in. It's iPhone 5 Friday. That's right when the Apple Store opened in New York City. A lot of people lined up around the world. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live outside a store in Miami.
Dave, the line is still going strong with people using their iPhone 4 or 4S to send tweets about being in line to buy an iPhone 5. Chloe is on vacation from Paris and thought she might get her new iPhone while she's here.
For change, to change, because I think it's better. So
design. And to get it in the end because it's new, it's different, and it's good.
Now, the first person to get in line got here at 7 last night. He walked out of the store to show his new iPhone to reporters at about 9:30 this morning, Dave.
And Evan, Apple stock continues to rise up about $6 today. The Dow is up about 40 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here, folks. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 888-800-4556. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 888-800-4556 or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
2 years ago, we sent a surge of troops to Afghanistan. Now they're gone.
33,000 extra troops injected into the war in a relatively short time, intended to provide an extra push against the Taliban and more time for the Afghan government to establish control of the country. The Pentagon says it worked, and now the last of the surge units have left Afghanistan, remaining behind for now 68,000 other U.S. forces and a dangerous environment. The Taliban is still fighting, and lately there have been attacks on Americans by supposed friends, Afghan troops, and police In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
If you drive a Chevy, a Pontiac, or a Saturn, listen up. There's a recall. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper details it live.
Transmission cables can break on nearly 474,000 GM vehicles. The company says it can cause 2007 to 2010 Chevy Malibus, Pontiac G6s, and Saturn Auras to roll away unexpectedly. All the cars have four-speed automatic transmissions. GM says the problem can cause the shifter to show the car in park when it's really in gear. Dealers will put a part over the end of the cables or replace them. Dave?
Jennifer, a woman who had an infamous affair with the president is going to get a lot of money. The New York Post reports Monica Lewinsky could get $12 million to write a book.
We all remember those famous words.
I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong.
Now Monica Lewinsky is ready to tell us more about that relationship. The former White House intern is reportedly writing a memoir that's said to include some very intimate details about former President Bill Clinton. According to the National Enquirer, a friend of Lewinsky says she kept quiet all these years out of a misplaced sense of loyalty. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
One last flyover today for the Space Shuttle Endeavour on top of a 747 going across California. Then it'll land in Los Angeles. It's going to be in a museum there. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the Bot. 8:05 in the morning on September the 21st, a great Friday here. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got a lot of things going today.
We definitely do, so let's get right to the phones to Josh Wiley, who is our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks continue to rally this week. Currently, the Dow's up 26 points at 13,622, while the NASDAQ's up 14 at 3,190, and the S&P 500's up 4 at 1,464. Oil's up a dollar at $93.32 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.96%. Gold's up $16.30 at $1,786, while silver's up 33 cents at $35.02 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, IBM's up 87 cents at $207.05, Verizon's up 2 dimes at $45.70, while Home Depot's up 43 pennies at $59.71. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks so much. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? We've got it's a crazy Friday morning. We've got a lot of stuff going on and calls coming in, Josh. The Wells Fargo Market Minute calls, and they are specialists that call every morning at 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05. We always appreciate being updated with the experts. Now, speaking of our fitness guru expert, nutritionist Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
We're great. What's going on?
Awesome. Today I want to talk about our cravings that we sometimes go through, sweet tooths, and just the cravings we have for food. You know, back in caveman days, when our body craved something, especially something sweet, the things that we ate were fruits and berries. So you jump forward to today, and when we have a sweet tooth, people tend to go for the cakes and the cookies. So our bodies are really smart. Those cravings, those sweet tooth cravings, they come because our body either needs some good carbohydrates or it's really craving some good nutrients. And the same thing can even apply to other products, such as sometimes when people are craving chocolate, they're actually craving some more nutrients that they need, like things from red meats or just good protein products that they just need to get in. So, you guys, our cravings and our sweet tooth stem from our body trying to feed us the right stuff. It is the new age and all this junk food that's out there that we started changing those cravings into the junk food cravings. So listen to the true cravings. Are you a little low in blood sugar? Have you gotten much nutrients in? Make sure you're shooting for your proteins, your fruits, and your vegetables when you have a craving. Go to those first.
Wonderful. Okay, you know what? We always love to have you call in on Friday, Amy, because it gives us food for thought as we go through the weekend. And you are the expert nutritionist over at Adamson's Peak Performance. I'll see you in a little bit. Since I started boot camp.
Yeah, woo. Well, you're in the challenge, baby. You're in the skinny jeans challenge. We are challenging your body.
In week two. So thanks so much, Amy. We always appreciate you calling in.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I believe Slimman Logue is he's not back yet. He's going to call us back. We told him to call us back about 10 after. So we could, instead of having him wait for 15 minutes on the phone. Hey, we're having a great show today. Our last guest was Chris Street, and you can look him up on his website, just if you've got a Google there. He comes back to the area on a regular basis since his family lives up here. So we'll get him, we'll roll him through here again. Okay. And Sungold, I did not take offense at all. You could never do anything to offend us. You're such, you know what, we like you so much. I was just kidding you back on that. Sonny said, it's really good to have someone on that knows what they're talking about. And I said, wow, okay, that didn't hurt my feelings. and she says, well, I didn't mean you. I'll talk about politicians. Now, you're right, maybe, about the politicians.
We like to bring on the experts here at KCNR 1460 and challenge your mind. We'll be right back.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place, or call 241-5262.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous 5-star meal in Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10 in Anselmo Vineyards.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Let's get it started in here.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:13 in the morning, September the 24th. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane not only offers propane, but they also offer excellent service. They've been in the business since 1997 and services over 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Not only that, they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts. And if taking care of seniors and our veterans is important. Take a good look at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793, where their customers are always warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, let's go. Our guest is Assemblyman Dan Lowe. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the way we do districts around here that, you know, one day you're in it, one day you're out, then you're back in it again. So.
Yeah, it's reapportionment is kind of confusing.
Dan, you know, for people that maybe not as familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, yeah, thanks, Carl. I am Chief Minority Whip in the Assembly. My family, my wife's name is Peggy. You have a daughter named Shani. I've been in the private sector business for 30 years. I'm a Republican, conservative, and I'm running for the Senate seat.
Okay. And you've been in public life for how long?
Well, I was a county supervisor for 6 years in Yuba County, and then I've been in the Assembly for almost about three and a half years.
Okay.
Most of my life I've been in private small business and private sector.
What would you say the biggest concern we have with our government down in Sacramento?
That's a great question. I think the economy is the biggest concern, and we are the third highest unemployment rate in the country. And from day one, I have been leading the fight in Sacramento to, you know, stop the jobs from leaving California in record number. It took 10 legislators to Texas last year and a half ago to meet with businesses that left California and spread the word that California's unemployment rate is not because of the recession, but it's because of the terrible policy in Sacramento.
What happened after that?
Well, we came back. I was able to even get Gavin Newsom to go with us, and we've been able to introduce some legislation. We believe that the culture in Sacramento is starting to change, that, you know, hammering hard that the economy needs to be improved, that regulatory agencies have been overreaching and punishing businesses is going to stop. And as a result, I've been able to get the Commissioner of Labor up into the North State to meet with the businesses who have struggled in under some of these regulations, and she literally got up and said that they're going to change the culture of the department. And I was very grateful that she did that. And, you know, it's a first step and a long step of turning the state around, but we can do it.
Well, I'm we're going to be probably talking about that through the rest of the hour because I have a bunch of questions. We have people that are calling in with questions. Are you ready to take a couple?
Sure.
All right. Ann, you're on the line live with Assemblyman Dan Logue.
Okay, thanks. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Assemblyman Logue, I do believe you are on record as saying that you were not going to vote, or excuse me, you were not going to run for Senate. You were happy in the Assembly, and you were staying there. I think that by you changing your mind, you seem disingenuous, and frankly, it's not a very honorable position to take. I know that legally it's a legal maneuver, but it really is not very honorable, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about that, because I'm not very happy about it as a voter up here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I never, first of all, I never said that I would not run for the Senate. I never made that statement to anybody, and the bottom line is that I've been in the Assembly for three and a half to four years, and I've been called by people throughout Shasta and Siskiyou County to literally weigh in on the Senate race because they wanted to have a choice. The bottom line is that, you know, Mr. Nielsen has tossed his hat into the ring for a Senate seat that didn't even exist last January. So just recently, this decision by Mr. LaMalfa to step down caught everybody off guard, and as a result, it kind of jammed anybody from running against Mr. Nielsen. It was really deliberately done. I believe the people of the North State have the right to choose who they want to serve them. This seat is not an entitled chair. It's not an entitled Senate seat. It's the seat that belongs to the people of California. And part of the democracy that we have is we allow people to run and present their case. I think it's healthy that we do that. And when you compare my record to Mr. Nielsen's record, you'll understand why I believe it's imperative that we really run for this seat and make sure that the people have a viable alternative. So that's, you know, it's the American way, and there's nothing wrong with that. Never once did I say ever that I wouldn't run for the Senate seat.
Okay. All right, Dan, we're going to take a quick break here, a little bit early, because we've got another people with other questions, and I want to be able to get into what you, you know, what you stand for, and you know,
sure,
what you want to accomplish,
yeah,
along, and take the questions too.
Okay.
So we're going to take a quick break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM on your dial. 8:21 in the morning. It's currently 61 degrees. We're going to have temperatures around 91 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this segment is brought to you by Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell. They've got one for you, whether it's a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. Plus, their service department is second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Local people making great local deals for your car at Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Assemblyman Dan Logue, who's running for the Senate. It's kind of a crowded group of people, isn't it, Dan?
Good. Oh, you mean in the Senate race?
Yeah, but they have, one just dropped out. He said there was a conflict of interest, possibly, or something.
Yeah, the gentleman did drop out. He was actually from Grass Valley, and my office was helping him and his organization with some of their issues, so they thought it would be best for him to drop out, but, you know, that's up to him. I was fine to have him in, and I think the more the merrier. It gives everybody a choice, and they can hear the issues, and I'm pretty excited about it. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here. Mike. Hey, Mike, do you have a question for Assemblyman Logue?
Yes, I do. My name is Mike Holtzclaw. I'm with the Corning Patriots. And the first thing I'd like to ask is the fact that with the assemblyman running, it's going to cost the taxpayers an additional up to maybe $2 million for a special election. And what is his thoughts on that?
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you know, the special election wasn't started and triggered by me. The special election was triggered by Mr. LaMalfa running in the middle of his Senate seat, triggering other special elections, unfortunately. But, you know, he has the right to do that. And, of course, I will be, you know, voting for him. But the whole sequence of events really began when somebody who was a senator and in the middle of their term, they ran for Congress, which triggered a special election in November. And so that's kind of the result of that. It wasn't my decision.
I think what he was talking about was, is if you win, then you will then obviously take the Senate seat. Is that right? Or what if you win in both of them? Then what happens?
Well, then what just happened last year with Ted Gaines, had the exact same scenario in Placer County, and he was running for the assembly, and Senator Cox had passed away in the middle of that race after he had won the assembly seat, so he wasn't able to pull out of the assembly seat. So he ran for both seats, and he won both seats. There was a special election, but this was designed basically by Mr. LaMalfa and Mr. Nielsen, because the consultant that worked for Ted Gaines, his name is Gilliard, and he's the same consultant that runs the campaign for Congressman Herger, Senator LaMalfa, and Jim Nielsen. So this was planned over a year ago, and what it was designed to do is to push anybody out from running against Mr. Nielsen, kind of a hand-picked successor. But my issue is that I think the more people that run is better. This is the people's seat, not my seat, not Jim's, not Doug's, but it's the people's seat. And they have a right to determine who's going to be able to serve them. And that's really the bottom line here.
You're absolutely right. Okay, now let's get into some things that we've talked about the economy being a big problem. That's something you want to work on. What's one of the first things you would do if you were elected there?
You know, what I've been doing, and that is to continue to fight for businesses, small businesses. I have a reputation taking the fight to Sacramento with state agencies that have overstepped their boundaries. In the last 4 years, we have gotten over $200,000 in taxes and fees back to small businesses and people that live in my district. We shut down an entire department in the state that was taking furniture from a furniture store. We not only shut down the department, but we got the money back and an apology. We were able to step in and save a city in my district from going bankrupt because the state was fining them so much on their water plan. $3,000 a day, they called me up and said they're going to have to file bankruptcy. I was able to sit down with them, get a DWR to sit down with them, got a $6 million grant, and we used the fines to fix the process. We literally stepped in to help Lake Orville from basically going under financially because the state weighed in again, was going to basically destroy the houseboat industry in Orville Lake. After a month and a half of negotiations, we were able to stop that. And so we have been diligent in standing with businesses. I've had the governor call me 2 weeks ago to meet with me on the culture of state agencies and how they're treating the businesses and the people in California. I am adamant about making sure that the people in the North State know that when it comes to Sacramento, that they're not alone. And if we can lower the regulations in California, we can streamline the process and make California business friendly. The North State, more than any, is in desperate need of this, and I have taken the lead to where I've traveled literally the country. I've been covered in Newsweek magazine, the New York Times, the London Times on my efforts to create a job-friendly climate in California, and I'm adamant about that.
Well, it appears that, you know, that when anybody tries to do this, you know, everybody talks about it. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people in power down there, the Democrats.
Yeah.
That no matter what you bring up, oh, this is a great idea, but nothing happens. Now, I do understand is that was there a bill passed that's trying to redo the ADA or saying that you can't sue small businesses? Was that a bipartisan bill?
Yeah, and what actually, it was Dianne Feinstein who forced Daryl Steinberg to move that. It's really interesting.
Well, I remember that because when I saw that, I cheered her for doing that because she threatened the state of California.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what's happening, Carl? You hit it on a good point. we have businesses, and Sacramento creates all these laws and like meal breaks and stuff, and then we have these attorneys who are suing businesses because you get class action lawsuits against the truckers, and if they didn't get the meal break just on time, they'll sue the truckers, even though the people suing the truckers can't win. It cost them $2 million to defend themselves, so they just pay $500,000 to settle. It's the same thing with the ADA, but it's expanded beyond that now to where businesses in California have become the prey, and the state in this litigious climate is turning them into hunting grounds. It's absolutely outrageous what they're doing, and that's why these businesses are leaving California.
There's a lot of reasons, and that's just part of it. I, frankly, am appalled at the things that happened down in Sacramento.
You know what? If you're in Sacramento, I can honestly tell you, if you don't pull all your hair out by the first year, you'll be lucky. But you know what? The key is taking the fight, pushing as hard as you can, outworking them, outfighting them, and making sure that the people know that we're with them. And you know what? We're gaining ground. We've won a lot of battles down there. And, you know, we just have to be determined. We cannot blink, and that's what it's going to take.
Well, we've got a minute left before we have to take a break, so we don't have a lot of time. I just saw some veterans bills that were just passed by the governor by slapping themselves on the back. I didn't see 1 cent going to the veterans home.
Yeah, I was the vice chairman of the committee that passed the budget subcommittee for in order to get the funding for the veterans home. I've been a passionate supporter of veterans. I've been up here. I've done a tour of the homes. I'm going to do a tour of the museums today. I chaired the building of 2 veterans memorials, one in Yuba County, one in Sutter County, after I saw the movie Saving Private Ryan. These are the best America has to offer, and I've been with them from day one. They don't have a greater advocate than I am.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Our guest is Assemblyman Dan Logue, running for State Senate. And we're going to come back. We've got a number of other questions we want to ask the Assemblyman about how he wants to handle these things. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio on Million Wu in Pakistan. Violent clashes between police and anti-American protesters angry over an anti-Islam film. Police saying more than a dozen people killed there as demonstrations continue to flare up across the Middle East. Globally, it's iPhone frenzy.
Counting down in Sydney, Australians were the first to get their hands on the iPhone 5. Demand is so hot in London.
I've been queuing since Monday.
And here in Japan, about 200 iPhone 5s were reported stolen from stores.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin. And the fight continues over battleground states in the race for the White House. The president rallying supporters in Virginia right now, addressing the AARP convention in New Orleans via satellite. Rival Mitt Romney is stumping in Nevada today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at EstateGranite.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price,
So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning on September the 21st. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. Great time to get a haircut today before the weekend. All right. Our guest, Assemblyman Dan Logue, running for the Senate seat that Doug LaMalfa stepped down from because he's running from for Congress. And now the fight's on for the Senate. Jim Nielsen, Dan Logue, and let me see. I think there's three other people in this now. There's a Mickey Harrington, a Democrat, Jan Reed, and Dan Levine. Okay. Dan, yes. Logue, when we're talking about water, you know, I think it was Twain that said whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. So we're having, you know, what's your take on this? It seems like they want to build tunnels. They want to control the groundwater. This is, you know, they're talking about having regional water boards and all this. What's your take on all this?
Well, I've voted against the water bond because of that potential for water loss to Southern California. I'm the only Republican in the North State to vote for that water bond and to fund the tearing down of the partially funded tearing down of the dams was Mr. Nielsen. But it's real important that the people know that, Jim had voted also in the past nearly 26 times to try to get a canal built and then through the Delta in order to ship water south. And that's the differences between me and him on water is stark. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running, is the key component for the North State is to protect our water. The Delta plan and the water bond that was implemented will basically allow the environmental community to reach all the way up into Siskiyou County to control the level of flows and water, not only through the dam, but all the way through the valley. And that was the danger of the bond and the policies that were passed. And I think that we're going to have to understand that the people in the North State have a separate interest than the rest of the people in California. We're going to have to organize and be very dutiful and making sure that we don't lose our water because that's the cornerstone to our economy in the North State.
Okay. The what you're saying is that that Nielsen voted to send water away.
Yes. Okay. No, I didn't say that. Sacramento Bee said that.
Oh, okay.
And the Record Searchlight.
Okay.
Yeah. And he voted for this bill. It never got passed, but he was the only North State legislator, including Democrats and Republicans, to not only support it, but lobby for it. And, you know, doesn't mean he's good or bad or I'm good or bad. It just means that we're different. We just see things differently on water.
Did you say you voted to pull the dams down?
He voted to fund.
You did?
The water bond, the funding for the dams, $250 million from California taxpayers is going to go towards contributing the tearing down of those dams. Thank goodness for Tom McClintock and the Congress right now because they're not letting the resources out to allow them to take those dams down. But that water bond basically allows for $250 million towards taking those dams down, and I think that's terrible. Not only that, but the water bond has $8 billion in pork and giveaway to legislators who supported the water bond. So, you know, if I had my way, what I would have done and what I told my caucus is, let's put a ballot measure on the ballot that the people get the signatures for, like I did on Prop 23 to suspend AB 32, the Greenhouse Global Warming Initiative, and have it designed specifically for one thing, water storage only, okay? Because then we have the resources to be able to take care of the North State. But if the water bond fails in 214, I'm going to consider putting a ballot measure on without all the pork, and I believe that will pass.
Okay. Realignment.
Disaster. I mean, we've got criminals who are being released on the street. I'm talking to sheriffs and police officers throughout the state. They're overcrowded. We fought it from day one. There's not going to be really that much of a cost savings, but the bottom line is the people of California need to feel like they're secure and free. Our crime rates are going up. There's a lot of crime that's being committed that's not being reported as these felons are being released back into the public. I think it was a disaster, and we've got to stop it, whatever it takes. What we need to do is get a governor in Sacramento that understands the dynamics here in the criminal law and basically tries to reverse this option here.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen right away. The point is that they've emptied the prisons. It's working for for Sacramento. It's just not working for anybody else.
Well, you know, the bottom line is the number one goal for government is to provide public safety for the people of California. That's it. You know, that is the highest goal and highest achievement that government should serve, is to protect the citizens. And this violates that in every level of government. I mean, we're spending over, California has a 1/12 of the population of the rest of the country, but we have 34% of the welfare cost of the whole nation. But we can't fund, you know, the protection of our citizens, and we, in order to do that, we're releasing these criminals on the street or in the jails where they're literally, it's a revolving door because they don't have the space. It's a terrible, terrible act.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk some of the bills that have passed that's causing our problems with power and the cost of electricity is going to be keep going up.
Oh, good.
All right.
Excellent.
All right.
Yes.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Assemblyman Dan Logue. And we'll be right back.
A local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Sons of God Motorcycle Club welcomes you to Poker Run 2012 on Saturday, September 29th. $8 for first hand plus lunch, $5 for any additional hands. All proceeds benefit those in our community. Ride begins at Westside Auto Sales directly across 273 from Jolly Giant Flea Market. Registration begins at 11:30 a.m. Bike games, 50-50 raffle prizes, lots of food and live music by the Josh Cox Band. For more information, call Link at 646-9137.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1468. 44 in the morning, currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. Thanks for listening. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values because quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air serves and repairs all makes and models 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Air conditioning tune-ups? You know what? We're still using ours, so call Alliance Heating and Air. They're trustworthy, and we recommend them. 221-2642.
All right. Our guest is Assemblyman Dan Logue, running for senator, or state senator here. Assemblyman Logue, the power, the AB, I'm forgetting which, I mean, forget which, what the bill is now, but that says we have to be 20% of all of our power has to be by 2020.
Yes.
We just had our power gone from REU, and we have really decent rates compared to other people.
Yes.
From the time of 2006 to 2020, the power cost for the people in Reading are going to increase 100%.
Absolutely.
It's going to be worse for other parts of our state.
Yes.
What can you do to stop that?
Carl, you hit it right on the head. And this is a direct result of the 33% renewable portfolio in Sacramento and AB 32. 2 years ago, you know, I wrote a ballot measure to suspend AB 32 primarily because of what you're talking about. The energy costs will go up to 100 to 200%, and as a result, you're going to see manufacturing continue to leave. Manufacturers have 20% of their costs as energy costs. You can go to Idaho and get one-fifth of the rate that you get in California. So the average American in California is going to be substantially harmed by these increased subsidized costs. The bottom line is this green economy thing, is this global warming thing is a scam. You know, the temperatures are actually coming down. AB 32 is designed to restrict carbon emissions, but the Earth produces 95% of our carbon emissions on the Earth. So it has absolutely no impact. The Air Resource Board has stated publicly that California going it alone will have absolutely no impact on global warming whatsoever. Lloyd Monken from Britain said in order to decrease our temperature 1 degree Fahrenheit, it would cost $160 trillion. We're the only state in the country doing this. And as a result, that's why our unemployment rate is the second to third highest in the country, and it's going to stay that way unless we pass legislation. I have pleaded with the governor to suspend AB 32 and these renewable portfolios because they're doing exactly what you're saying.
Well, but he doesn't.
That could happen, but that can change in 2014. On the floor of the assembly last year, Carl, when this thing came up, I literally had 800 pages in my hand of a timber harvesting permitting plan, and it took 3 years to pass. And I literally took it, and I planned on doing this, by the way, and I tossed the pages on the floor of the assembly, and I said, this is what you've done to the people of this state. You have bankrupted this state. You're driving the energy costs through the ceiling, and you're regulating every part of their life. And this legislation that you're passing on, the poor people are going to be suffering the most because they're not going to be able to handle it. As you try to continue down this politically correct road that everybody else has gotten off of, I says, you need to wake up. The way we turn it around is the people of California has got to stand up and stand with us and say enough is enough. The bottom line is it has to stop. Well, you know, that's why our economy is being de-developed.
Well, you know, frankly, Dan, here's the way I think it could be done. And I think I think all the Republicans ought to really think about this. Give them anything they want. Have them do this until the economy completely crashes. And then at that point, they're going to be forced to come back and do away with the regulations. I mean, right now we're close to junk bond in our economy, and we're fighting. You know, it's almost a one party state at this point.
Yes, and you know when I put the ballot measure to suspend it on the ballot, literally for a year and a half, everywhere we went, we had demonstrators. We had people trying to break into our office because the left was so upset with me leading the fight to share the message that you're sharing right now, that the average of California is going to suffer over a hoax that isn't even real, in order to basically de-develop this economy and to declare war on rural California and move people out of rural California into the inner cities.
Do you believe in the agenda?
That's a good goal.
Do you believe in Agenda 21?
Absolutely.
Why?
Not only do I know that Agenda 21 is real, but as a county supervisor, I recognized it back in 2006 when Steinberg tried to pass a bill called SB 375, which relocates all general plans on major corridors. That's why the high-speed rail is determined to be built by the governor, because Agenda 21 and relocating people into high-density areas doesn't work without high-speed rail. And it's not some strange concept. This is a concept where you have an environmental community believes that they need to move the people out of the mountains into these areas. And part of the SB 375 was to have a density of 500 people per acre. That was part of it, but they changed that. They dumbed it down somewhat. But the general plans throughout the state and the smart growth is all geared to do exactly what you're saying. I know that because I was the chairman of the Board of Supervisors when that came up, and we were the only county in the state to vote against it, by the way.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we get back to our last segment. Our guest is Dan Logue. You know, Frank, you know, Dan, I'm, you know what? When I hear Agenda 21 and all that, I think to myself, is this really true? And then I, you know, people can draw lines between the dots and say, see this, even to the point of, hey, they're not fighting fires out here. So they can burn up all this, so they can force people back onto the corridors.
Well, look, Carl, they're shutting down hospitals. They're shutting down the water. They're killing agriculture. They're killing timber. Why do you think that is? Because if there's no economic base, then people will move out.
Yeah. You know what? That's absolutely true. So, all right, we'll go back. I'm going to take a quick break and come back for our last segment.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Upgrade from cable and get the best offer ever from DirecTV and Woodville Enterprises for just $34.99 a month after rebate. Ask how to get NFL Sunday ticket included at no extra charge. Call your preferred DirecTV dealer, Woodville Enterprises, 232-0843, or stop by 2158 Hilltop Drive. 24-month agreement and choice package required. 2012 NFL Sunday ticket included. 2013 NFL Sunday ticket renews at full price. Offer ends 10-3-2012. New approved customers only. Lease required. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car.
At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Pulse Urgent Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Pulse Urgent Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Pulse Urgent Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You want to ride? Then you want to ride the icon. Redding Harley Davidson. Go on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Big Bike Weekend's coming. It's coming up quick. It's still time to get that bike and get ready for the ride of your life. Experience the ride to live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. Okay, our guest is Assemblyman Dan Logue, who's running for the Senate. We had a question that came up in our chat room, Dan. It says, you've talked about jobs. What are your specific plans on increasing jobs here in the North State?
Excuse me. Well, working with the local county governments and the city governments like I have in other areas, you know, to streamline it. Like what I did in Yuba County, as a member of the board, we sat down and brought in the private sector and met with the private sector once a month for 3 to 4 hours. And we had the private sector talk to our staff and say, this is what we can do. This is what we need from you to grow the economy. As a result of our change in the way we looked at government when I just got elected in Yuba County, our sales revenues rose 43%, excuse me, in 3 years. And we went from being ranked 16th to do business with in the North State to number one. So basically the bottom line is for me is to go in and continue to working with the state agencies and change the culture like we've already started to do in many of these state agencies. The commissioner, the labor of commissioner got up and said that they were going to change the culture and the way they're doing business with people in the North State. Commissioner Sue, as a result of our meeting with her, and she was very, very good at what she did, and she cared about what happens. But a lot of people in Sacramento don't get out on the front lines and meet with these businesses. And as a result, the governor called me up and said, I want to meet with those businesses that testified and find out why they were treated so badly. And so I'm taking those people into Sacramento. I also set up the meeting for the timber community last year with the governor to get a timber processing permitting plan expedited, and the governor signed a bill just this last week that was something that I started last year, which will protect and save 5,000 jobs and actually grow the economy for Northern California. The one part of that plan I didn't agree with, of course, was when they wanted to raise the taxes.
So did you vote for that then?
No, I didn't. I put it together, but when it came down to increasing the taxes on it, I couldn't get behind it because
they were voting for a tax raise.
Yeah, it was a tax raise. So,
okay, and that leads me to another question. I mean, that was a hard decision for all the Republicans to make. I know because it had good things in, but that tax raise. But do you support any type of tax raise, Dan?
You know, I don't, because the bottom line is Carl, and that's a good question. We're the highest taxed country state in the nation as we are. And on November, there's a ballot measure of tax increases of $155 billion. People are leaving the state. Last year, I had a gentleman come see me and said, Dan, I paid $700,000 in taxes this year to the state. He said, I'm leaving. You're going to have to find 10,000 jobs to replace me. How's that going to work for you?
Well, you know what? He talked to the wrong person. He needs to call. He needs to walk in on Brown and say, I'm leaving the state. This is how much I paid. Good luck.
And you know what? I passed that message on to the governor, you know.
What did the governor say? What did he say?
Well, the governor says, well, we have a deficit. And I said, but governor, grow the economy. You know, turn the people loose. Get government out of the way. We're stalking these people. I said, I took a delegation in the state of Nevada and met 100 businesses that left California, and they said doing business in California was a death of 1,000 cuts.
Yeah.
I said, you can't look at business as a versatile machine. You have to look at them as an opportunity to grow the economy. And I said, quite honestly, Governor, and I, you know, I have respect for him. You know, I think he's trying. He has integrity. But I said, quite honestly, Governor, you and I have been together for a year, and you've never mentioned the word jobs one time.
Well, he doesn't have to, because money's like green crack to the assembly down there. You know, they just got to keep. Hey, we've got to run here. Senator Dan Logue running for our California State Senate this November. Thanks for a lot for being on here.
Thank you.
And taking all the questions like that, Dan.
Have a great day.
Well, thank you. You too.
Okay.
All right. Hey, next week on Monday, we've got Brian Daly running for State Assembly for our district. We'll be here, as will Gary Cadd. They're going to be on in Monday morning, and we're going to have Jake Ryan in here, be talking to him.
I'll bring the whip and the chair.
Bring in the guy. Yeah, back. Yeah, back off, everybody. Anyway, this week, we've got a lot of people coming. This week, we've got medical shows. We got animal shows. We have, legal shows. We've got them all this week, or this coming week. And then the following week, we're going to be getting in really, really, tight with all of the, candidates, that are running in our local races again because of the absentee ballots being
mailed
out.
And we want to do a quick shout out again. Happy birthday, Rachel. And next week we're going to be giving all kinds of theater tickets away.
That's right. And so everybody have a great weekend. We'll be followed by Shasta Start, which, by the way, I'll be doing. Just remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to
KCNR Shasta Reddick.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Simmering anger over an anti-Muslim video comes to the boil again. In Afghanistan and in neighboring Pakistan, tens of thousands on the streets and deadly clashes. Fox's Rick Leventhal is live in our Mideast Bureau.
The Pakistani government called for peaceful protests on this national holiday, but Love for Profit Day turned violent and ugly in several cities, including Peshawar, with police firing tear gas and bullets into crowds, burning movie theaters and other buildings. At least 15 killed, dozens injured. And in Karachi, another 12 are dead and nearly 100 wounded. More theaters, banks, and police vehicles torched. Some demonstrators were reportedly armed and fired on police. Lisa?
Rick, thanks. The troop surge ends in Afghanistan, and Defense Chief Leon Panetta says it worked.
The surge did accomplish its objectives of reversing Taliban momentum on the battlefield and dramatically increased